I wanted to ask, I know a lot of, like, just various DC characters and villains were thrown into the Arrowverse throughout the seasons. Were there any villains or heroes that never made it that you were hoping to see?
Yeah. I would have loved to have Batman on the show.
Yeah.
That would have been amazing. But, I mean, that being said, if someone were to ask me, if this panel were happening and we had just finished the first season of Arrow and you created a wish list for me, or I created a wish list of people that I would like to see, I don't really feel like outside of Batman that we really missed anybody, because if I had said wish list, like Blue Sky, it would have been Tom Welling, and he came back in the crossover. So I feel like there was no stone left unturned.
I really want to just, like,
is there anyone, just real quick, anyone that you wanted to see that didn't happen?
Batman kind of was my number one, to be honest. I would have wanted, I know it would have been weird, but almost like a Superman versus Batman kind of idea of just like you versus Batman would have been really cool.
I mean, the Superman versus, I mean, there's, do you have HBO Max?
I want to call you out, and I think you guys will agree that when we are writing books about comic book genre and the movies and TVs that, like, spawned in the last 20 years or so, Arrow really is going to get its own chapter, because you didn't just have a sandbox where you were able to play with a lot of DC toys. You built the sandbox where these ideas of crossovers, where these ideas of bringing in other characters from other comic books came into play. That is a hell of a legacy within this entertainment genre. You have to, like, be aware of that, and you must take pride that that is a part of your legacy as a performer, right?
Yeah, you're 100% correct. When we thank you.
You're welcome.
When we set out to make Arrow, I remember reading the review Entertainment Weekly, and they're like, the pilot's really good, it's captivating, but let's be honest, superhero shows don't work on television. And they hadn't.
Yeah.
Right? They really hadn't. So everyone that has come after us deserves their own praise, because they're creating something. Doesn't matter if they're in the slipstream of us being first. They deserve their own credit, but you're right. I mean, the proof's in the pudding. It Greg Berlanti and Mark Guggenheim and Andrew Kreisberg had a wonderful idea. They partnered with Jeff Johns and all the people at DC, and they had Peter Roth at WBTV and Mark Pedowitz at the CW standing right behind them, being very, very supportive. And now you just have a plethora of superhero television, which is fantastic.
I truly don't think we'd be seeing what we're seeing in the Warner Brothers film division and DCEU without what you guys
started. I'm just glad that something like The Boys exists so Jensen Ackles can stay employed. I've heard that show's good. Is The Boys good?
Is it good? It is.
I gotta watch that.
Yeah, it's good. Hi.
This question is from my sister, who couldn't come today, but she thinks you're an inspiring actor, and
thank you.
You play her all-time favorite character.
Okay.
So when
Casey Jones.
When looking back at the series Arrow as a catalyst to the new evolving DC universe, TV DC universe, is there anything you would hope to see after you finish the series, or any storylines you wish you had pursued?
Anything? Say that last part again.
Anything you wish you'd seen after you finished the series, or any storylines you wish you had pursued?
Nope. I feel like we did most of it, which is one of the reasons why I wanted it to be done. I thought that we had told all the stories. I mean, being intellectually honest, the series was kind of designed to go 5 years, not eight. So I feel like we did everything. If if there's anything left that's not explored, it would be like coming back, actually coming back and doing some sort of limited run where we could do like 8 to 10 episodes and it would be rated R.
Which seems doable now, like with HBO Max. How many have you plotted out future seasons of Heels? Have you thought of, is there already storylines beyond this first season?
Honestly, right now, and again, we're screening it tonight. I would love for people to come and check it out. If you like it, tell someone about it, because honestly, I love playing Jack Spade. I love working in Georgia. We had such a phenomenal crew. People at Stars are great. All that I'm hoping right now is that I actually just get to make more episodes. It sounds like a silly thing because, you know, I've been very, very fortunate that that the last job that I had on TV went for 8 years, but the job that I had before that, I was in one season of a show and it got canceled. So I'm just trying to, you know, one thing at a time. I just want to, we made 8 episodes. My goal is to make a 9.
Yeah. Now I feel bad about asking the question.
That's fine. No, it's fine. But I love doing this job. It is my job, and I would like to do more of it.
Yeah, which is why you guys are going to support you. Yes. Hi. What's your question?
Oh, hey, Steven. Nice to meet you. I'm a huge fan of Arrow, but I'm a huge fan of Smallville and the Smallville fans. There's an Elseworlds crossover where they played the Smallville theme song. I just about cried. It was the most amazing
thing. I did too.
Thank you. Yes. It was like, yes, heavenly. I'm kind of curious. Justin Hartley was an Arrow on Smallville. Was there ever a moment you were thinking about that like, Justin Hartley could have been on the show, any storyline episode you wanted in, but couldn't work out?
Yeah, I think we asked him a couple of times, and it just didn't work out.
Oh, because This Is Us was not too busy, or? Fair enough. Good to see you. Nice t-shirt. Hasta la vista.
Thank you. Apparently Robert Patrick is here.
Yes.
1,000. I'm excited.
It's very exciting. And he is... He's a nice guy, but he looks kind of scary looking, but he's a nice guy.
But he's... All right.
Yeah, like... Hi.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Cap.
I was wondering if you can walk through a little bit of your process for crafting Jack and going over some of what you had to go through to prepare for physicality, for connecting with the character, and for maybe your accent.
Well, we had a dialect coach on set. I love doing an accent. The only word that I ever had a problem with is people that are from Atlanta don't say Atlanta, they say Atlanta. Right? It's A-T-L-A-N-N-A. Right? And I would just constantly go, well, you're coming in from Atlanta. And the dialect coach would be like, I did it again, didn't I? So, Jack's accent, where we shot a lot on location in a small town called Palmetto, which is about, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes outside of downtown Atlanta, or Atlanta, that's the case maybe. Everything, this is going to sound simplistic, everything for Jack's Bay, it was on the page. Michael Waldron did such a phenomenal job of creating this world, and Michael Malley, who's our showrunner and plays sort of the equivalent of like the big bad, in season one, was just, those guys just took care of me. I felt very, very taken care of. Which makes my process easy.
Thank you.
It really is a fully fleshed out world too. Again, I haven't seen all of the first season episodes, but it seems like that ensemble cast, we have a lot of road that's getting paved with these other characters.
Yeah, we really lucked out with our cast. I mean, Alexander Ludwig, Allison Love, Royston Garcia plays my kiddo, Chris Bauer, who's an actor that I adore, Mary McCormick, Kelly Berglund, James Harrison, Colin Maldonado, like Robbie Ray, like, very, very fortunate.
Yeah, it's a great cast. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? So the first guy kind of went crazy. He stole one of my questions, but... basically, I'll expand on it. You do a lot of TV series. Are you interested in any movies coming up, i.e. with the DC movie universe or anything else?
Yeah, I mean, sure. Sure. Turn down a movie. Sure. I know that I've seen some people today that were involved in the crowdfunding that we did for movie Code 8 that my cousin Robbie and I did. Thank you. Netflix, I don't know what we did. We hoodwinked them because they gave us a bunch of money and we're going to shoot the second one in the fall. Yeah, all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But they're leaving us alone and letting us make the sequel.
Yeah. Well,
right.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Doctor.
Arrow. I wanted to say to you that I really enjoyed the sense of not only being a hero that you did on Arrow, but you also had a real sense of paternalism, and as a caretaker, when you were dealing with characters like Thea and Roy and eventually your own kids. Is that something that you set out to want to do in the script consciously, or is that kind of a relationship that evolved organically as the seasons went along?
First of all, it's a lovely and thoughtful question. Thank you. Who's laughing? I'm serious. You know, I'm not the world's greatest actor. I feel like I get by basically being a representation of myself and the person that I want to be in you know on a daily basis. And you know, if there was that paternal aspect, that was benefited greatly by you know my wife and I having our daughter in 2013. Maverick? Something like that.
That's right.
And just like that paternal instinct, I just tried to bring that to the character, and that was incredibly helpful. I mean, I like in positive ways. I like mining things in my life. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You were great at it.
Solid question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey.
I'm Ogle.
Ogle?
Yes. I think we met each other before. I just can't say where.
Hey,
I mean, you kind of have to now.
Yeah. People are tweeting as you speak right now, so.
I met you last night, actually.
People stop tweeting right now.
Yeah, at the hotel.
Yes. I wasn't allowed to say it. You said it. I didn't say it.
Well, you brought it up, Ogle.
Well, I'm your biggest fan in New York. I really am.
Okay.
I came here to see you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to ask you an outlandish, like, out of, it's not about superhero, which...
I'm prepared for anything.
I am not.
Fire, we're ready. Go. Go.
You are my favorite superhero.
Okay.
I've been into you since Heartland.
Last night.
Yes.
You're not helping, Steven.
I'm nervous enough, Steven. My God. Okay. What is your favorite song from Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros?
Oh, that's an easy one. Home.
Home?
Home. Yeah, it's my wife and I's favorite song.
Yes.
On the inside of both of our wedding rings, it says, "Home is dot, dot, dot."
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, I mean, we fall deeper in love every day.
Yes, I'm happy for you guys. You guys are a cute couple.
Okay, and, did you not tell her about this?
Yeah, let's just all put a pause on the internet for the moment. Thank you for that question. You gave me an anxiety attack, not knowing where you were going. No, apparently, innocent and nice question.
So... really quickly. I can do whatever. Okay.
I mean, no one is controlling the microphone right now, so yes, please.
My favorite song from Edwin Sharp and Magnetic Zeros, which you introduced me to through one of your Facebook videos where you were belting out 40 Day Dream. That's my song. You did sing a little bit for an interview for Heels.
So
can you sing the chorus?
I'm gonna give him a pass because I don't want Steven to be like the dancing monkey on stage. And we say dance, Steven.
I'll sing you a song from Heels. I sing in Heels.
Alright.
Okay.
You ready?
I'll take that. Wait. is somebody recording this? Because
I think everyone. Ready? When times are tough, you want to sell some stuff, just come on down to Eddie Earls.
Woo! Thank you.
Thank you. See you tonight.
Thank you. Okay, you ended it on a weird note too. I like it. Home is a great song. What's your question?
First of all, thank you for being here.
Do not bring up what we spoke about last night.
So you did a lot of your own stunts on the show, the salmon ladder and all that stuff. When you were doing the tennis balls with the arrows, did you do that yourself, or is that like camera shots? Or
A gentleman somewhere in California at a computer did that. shooting an arrow is one of the most dangerous things that you can do in a film set. Guns all day, blanks, but shooting an actual arrow, like, no good. Even if you have a blunt end to it, it can be really, really bad. So I think there was probably 4 or 5 times where I actually had an arrow in the bow, otherwise it was CGI.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank
My
you.
Aim, I still have perfect aim, but...
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, thank you.
The most accurate computer guy ever. Hi.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Thanks a lot. I'm really excited.
What's your name?
My name is Alex, sir.
Alex? I'm Steven.
Nice to meet you. To prepare for the Arrow show and the big one, The Crisis on Infinite Earth, which we all saw, obviously, did they ever make you actually read some of the Arrow comic books and the Crisis on Infinite Earth arc to get you prepared for it?
Nope. I mean, listen, I asked when we first started Arrow, like, should I read something? And I read Year One. But then thereafter, it was like, if anyone had ever said to me, like, check this out, I would have. But I just trust the people that were running the show.
That's really good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Howdy. You're up.
All right. Well, for one, I want to thank you for being here and giving me an autograph for the honorable mention.
Thank you.
I have a question about, do you have any favorite moments with, like, Oliver, Felicity, Elicity, Emily, Beth, the Carge throughout the 8 seasons?
Favorite moment with Emily?
Yeah.
It's difficult to pick one.
Yeah.
When she came back for the last episode, that was so lovely, but that was also very sad. That episode made me very sad. I felt a lot of accomplishment getting to the end of something, but it was sad. My eyes are literally puffy in the last scene because I was sad. So, from a happy standpoint, I have a really fond memory of her first day on set, the first scene we shot together. It was a Friday. She was, I think, the first sort of major guest star that we had, and you know, she and I chatted for about 20 minutes before we shot our first scene, and fell in love right there. She's the best.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi. Oliver Queen has a lot of tattoos, and I know you've inspired a lot of tattoos in real people at this point.
Thank you. I met a young gentleman before I came in here that had a couple of tattoos inspired by Oliver. It's very cool.
Do you plan on getting any ink yourself?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I've thought about it a couple of times. I thought about getting my daughter's like birthday or my wedding anniversary, or just a picture of Santa because we got married on Christmas. I don't know. And I've always chickened out. Do you have any tattoos?
I do.
Okay. Are they scary?
No.
Does it hurt?
A little bit.
I'm still not gonna do it.
You were so close to convincing him.
What should I get? If I were going to get a tattoo, I actually thought about, like, I've actually considered, like, getting a little arrow as well. It was 8 years of my life. It was 8 years of my life. It was a transformative thing. It's a little self-indulgent.
It's a chapter in your life, personally and professionally.
And again, if someone's like, why do you have that arrow tattoo? It's like, it's not like I don't have the answer.
Would it be a green arrow? I mean, I know that's on the nose, but
of course it'd be a fucking green arrow.
I just didn't know.
Sorry, pardon my language.
I didn't know how blatant you were going with it. Okay.
No, but I tell you what I do. If I was gonna do it, I'd have I would have Mike Grell draw it. Are there any tattoo spots around here that you recommend? Think about it.
Pretty sure there's a whole alley.
Oh, there's an alley, like at the con?
Alley.
Yeah. You're going there. You are opening up a Pandora's box here. This is...
What am I doing? What do you think? What do you think?
Why not? All right, next question.
Hi.
I will ask my wife. That's a good one. That's a good one. She's being FaceTimed in from offstage to monitor everything. Okay?
Plus, you already have to explain the whole Opal last night at the hotel thing.
I'm in the doghouse right now, yeah. I tell you. Yes.
Hi.
Funny, kind of
interesting stories that you could share that maybe the general public doesn't know that would be interesting for all of us to hear?
I mean, they're all stupid. That doesn't make them not interesting. Okay, this is the actual story. I miss being on set with David Ramsey. Because he and I would just like do the long play where I just walk up to him and go, "Hey man, can we talk about something important? I'm going through something in my life and I'm just looking for an honest opinion, and I value your opinion. I think that you're an intelligent, thoughtful person. Do you have a minute to talk?" "Yeah. What do you want to talk about?" "Of course, man. These nuts!" That was us for 8 years. I wish that weren't true, but I'm not making any of that up. I miss that so much, I really do.
when you're transition, when you're,
you have a follow-up question to that?
I do, yes. Okay. A lot of like notes and segues here. So the D's nuts segue. No. I was just curious. As you're going into a new series, you spent 8 years. You established this rapport, this chemistry with this whole cast. Is it a little bit difficult, like going into a new cast and reestablishing?
No. It was exciting. I'll tell you why. Because over the course of 8 years on Arrow, I grew up. You know, I started Arrow dating someone. I finished Arrow as a husband and a father, and just felt like more of a complete version of myself. And I really liked taking everything that I learned on Arrow and using that to establish a tone and a tenor on Heels. Because on Arrow, it's like if someone's standing right in front of you, you can't tell if they're, you can't always recognize that they're growing, right? But if you go away for a couple of years and come back, wow, that person's totally changed. So I just felt like I could take everything that I learned on Arrow, how to get through a difficult day, how to do stunts, how the crew likes to be treated, how I want to treat my co-stars, what it's like to be a scene partner. All of those things that I spent 170 plus episodes learning, I got to bring with me to Heels. And that was the best.
Yeah.
Good answer. Thank you.
I was just wondering if you could shed some light on the last episode of Arrow and what it was like for the cast and crew and yourself to know that it was the end for Oliver Queen.
It was really sad, man. It was really sad. The last season of the show was very trying for me, personally, professionally, because I grew up with these people. They're my family. I spent more time with the cast and crew of Arrow than I have with my wife and child up until we caught up because we had to stay in our home for a year together. But it was really sad. I felt like I was saying goodbye to someone every day. You know, like it was actor X's last scene on the show. That's a series wrap on, you name it. And that was really, really, really challenging. And they offered to basically shoot me out because I'm not in the penultimate episode of the show. That's Green Arrow and the Canaries, I think. It was sort of the Cat McNamara-centric episode. And I'm not in the last episode that much. Because other things are happening, and they offered to shoot me out, and I would have been done like 3 weeks before we wrapped. And my very good friend Mark Bunting, who was directed the show a couple of times, and was our first AD for all 8 seasons, is like, "You're not getting shot out, and then having a secret backdoor pilot. You're going to be here on the last day, or I'm going to kill you." So I was, and it was very, very proud of those last 10 episodes, but I wouldn't do it again. Sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Wearing a DC shirt, you know, with Arrow and everything, so it was a pleasure meeting you at the booth. I guess my question is, I know you said you're done with Arrow and DC and moving on to other projects, but if you had the opportunity to cameo as another character from DC, who would you choose?
Diggle.
Really?
I don't know, man. I don't know. A villain of some type. What's an underutilized villain that pops into your head? What's your name? What's your name?
My name? Oh, it's Malik.
Pardon me?
Malik.
Malik? Guys, this is Malik's moment. Don't yell. What do you think?
Ooh, there's a lot of, like, underrated kind of, like, villains. I don't know. What about... I know you said you wanted to be Batman. What about doing Man-Bat?
What?
Man Bat. He's a half. He's like a werewolf, but he's a bat.
No.
Would all have to be CGI or a lot of prosthetics?
Yeah, okay, well then why don't I just play King Shark and be done with it? Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hello. Hi. So my question, one of my favorite things about Arrow is the relationship.
Where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
I can tell.
Is one of my favorite things is your relationship, Oliver, with Thea. I absolutely love it. So I was curious, what was your favorite scene to shoot with her? And what was your favorite behind the scenes moment that we don't know about?
Oh, goodness.
Well, again, like the scene where we say goodbye to one another, I know that was Oliver and Thea, but Stephen and Willow, you know? I hadn't seen her in a couple of years since she left the show. And for her to come back and do that episode and then for us to shoot that goodbye scene, I mean, again, the last 10 episodes were really hard. But that is a lovely memory. It was a beautiful day. It was like August in Vancouver and it was beautiful and temperate and, you know, big skies, and I just remember us working all day, but then shooting that scene at the end of the day, and then we went and had a beer and laughed a little bit, and that was it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, guys, we have time for about 3 more questions, okay? And then we got to wrap it up and get this guy out of here. So, no pressure, but you're one of the last 3 questions.
And by 3, we mean 6, and I'll just go faster.
Hi, I'm Amanda. The guy that I'm with today, he's a huge fan of yours. He loves you, he idolizes you. So he's wearing a CM Punk shirt in the back.
Okay, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Quick question. If you were to do a crossover, would you go anywhere, would you transition from DC to Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Are they hiring?
If you were offered a movie deal, anyway, to go transition.
I just love that you think that I would turn down a movie deal. No, you know what? Honestly, I love Marvel movies. I watch Infinity War and Endgame all the time. So pumped for the new Thor movie. I love all this stuff. Like I'm loyal to Oliver Queen. If someone does something untoward against that character, I will cut them. Right? But that's not like I'm not DC loyal. I'm Oliver Queen loyal. I'll go to Marvel in a nanosecond. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Stephen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So I kind of have a follow-up question to that.
Okay.
So I'm interested in something. I want to know what Marvel superhero would you like to play? Note, you can't say Hawkeye.
I like that you assume he was going to say Hawkeye.
No, I know. I'm done with archery. And I don't want to go through being left-handed. You thought that was funny. I don't know, man. I don't know. Let's get Justin Hartley in a Marvel movie, and I'll play whatever character he plays.
I also just like the internet headlines of Stephen Amell. I'm done with archery. Right? That's a headline for TMZ.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Mark.
Hey, Mark.
So, I have a question.
You better.
What do you think would have happened to Oliver if he survived the multiverse reboot in Crisis on Infinite Earths?
Hopefully he'd relax.
That's right.
Just relax. I don't know. Learn how to bake. I'd chill out, be a dad.
Banana bread or something.
Yeah. Occasionally go out and fight crime. Sparingly.
Nice answer.
What would you hope if Oliver had a happy ending? What would you like to see have happen? What would you like to have had happen?
Well, I would think Oliver would see his kids grow up.
Uh huh.
That's and also fight crime on some occasion.
But that goes without saying. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. Okay, three more. I promise. Here we go.
Thank you. Okay. Hi.
Hi. I was wondering, I know it's been a whole 8 years with Arrow. I was wondering what, if you had a favorite part of playing Oliver Queen / Arrow / The Green Arrow.
Yeah. You ever put on a superhero suit before?
Yes. Briefly. Not for a TV show.
To fight crime?
No, not to fight crime. Costume. Not.
But like,
real.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't it change the way that you walk? Does it change the way that you stand? Does it change your posture? It does for me.
Mm-hmm.
I love putting on a superhero suit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, real quick, you're up.
All right, Super Mario.
Hello. And first, hi. And second, if you could... not if you could... What was your favorite season and or crossover on Arrow?
My favorite season was season one, because just getting to make a whole season of television, like, what an accomplishment. I immediately got sick afterwards and I had walking pneumonia. I put every morsel of my energy into that first season. So the feeling of accomplishment just to get it done always makes it my favorite. What was the second part?
And or crossover.
Oh, and my favorite crossover was... Oh, yeah. Gave Barry a superhero name. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Final question.
This better be good.
I was just wondering if, for all the Flash, if you did all the stunts, all the acrobatics, everything.
I didn't do any of the archery on Arrow, like I said, that was CGI, but I really am that fast.
Nice.
No, I did as much as I could, but when I actually got a chance to play the Flash in the crossover and put that suit on, I had to pull Grant aside, because you have to do this thing where it's like you just speed into the room and you stop like that. I was like, I'm not going to do it as well as you, but you got to tell me I look like a complete idiot. He goes, I will. Probably.
Before you get out of here,
yeah,
you want to come back here at 6:30 and do this and show Heels?
I would love for you guys to come back at 6:30 to check this out. I would just like to say that also, if you don't, you're under no obligation. I've had a very special relationship with the city of Orlando for 6 to 7 years now. Coming here and doing a show after the Pulse nightclub incident, and just being at MegaCon back in 2019, seeing a bunch of the same people. I really missed coming out and seeing people, and I just want to thank all of you for being here.
Can you guys give a round of applause for Blue Sun Interpreting for taking care of us during this panel? Thank you guys. Orlando MegaCon, please give it up for Mr. Stephen O'Meara!
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.